We will leave for a while the chronological order of presenting Butter's speeches. During 1923 and 1924, they are mostly concerned with people who opposed him in the build-up of his native town and his economic achievement. These speeches will be published in a separate volume. During the same years, however, the administrative base of the barter system, autonomy of workshops, and profit-sharing of employees were established. As much as Barter was sure about his decision, he did not change the organization of the entire enterprise at once. As always, he tried it in only one department in order to find out about its practical effects and merits, as well as its faults. And as always, he tried first to win the comprehension of all the people who would be working in that particular manner. We can see it from the following speech. The profit sharing of workers to the employees on the third floor of Building 4 on the 11th of April, 1924. We are offering you to share profits, not because we need to distribute money among people out of the goodness of our heart. We are pursuing other goals by this decision. It should help us to further lower our production costs and to enable workers to earn more while manufacturing cheaper shoes. I consider our products still too expensive and the wages too low. We are therefore offering you to share the profits your workshop will make. The independently working workshops or departments are small, and consequently, everybody should help to raise the profits in his workshop, regardless of the fact that other departments might be working with a loss. The accounting is so simple that everyone can understand it, and the account of profits and losses will be posted every week in the particular department. If certain weeks your department shows a loss, it would not be your detriment, as you are not sharing losses. At present, all departments have twice as many employees as used to be needed for the same output. You may increase your income either by piecework wage or by profit sharing if you use all your mental and physical capabilities. You are experiencing losses because you consider exclusively your own profit. You do not aim to pass on a well-done job to your co-worker to follow it up. The offered profit sharing should do away with this ill by arousing your interest in higher earning by fast and perfect work of the entire department, as well as by a better conservation of raw material. Do not fear that increased work efficiency would make you lose your job. Our goal is to produce 10 times more than at present. Until now, we were prevented to achieve it because we lacked clever, dedicated people ready to manage the new departments. We did not have enough skilled workers, and finally, there was penury of money. We intend to do away with all these shortcomings by assiduous work. By profit sharing, we intend to boost the moral and material well-being of the workers. A worker should understand, our business should grow and feel with it. We wish that all our workers become financial partners in our enterprise. We are accepting shares of up to 10,000 crowns at 10% interest, and above that sum, an interest by agreement. The deposited capital may be called in by either party instantly. We wish that each of our workers strive to become foreman, and that his demeanour would allow us to promote him to foreman any time. we ask that you use your higher income to improve the living standard of your families and your education. Only thus can we hope that the enterprise will recover the invested funds through your increased capabilities. May they be applied to work, for the enterprise, or to public service of our country. For the time being, we are introducing profit sharing only in your departments, because due to their good organization and equipment, their products can compete on the world markets. We hope that during the coming summer, all the shoe factory departments can be improved so far as to be able to participate in the profit-sharing venture. We will not offer participation to those who are employed in our factory less than a year or are younger than 20 years. If, however, we have evidence that a young worker is supporting by his earnings his immediate family, he will be able to participate in the profit-sharing. Those considered by the enterprise as undesirable will not qualify for profit-sharing either. Profit-sharing privileges can be withdrawn any time without reasons given to individuals or entire departments. The income from profit-sharing for the last week should amount to 75 Czechoslovakian crowns per worker in workshop number 3 and 84 Czechoslovakian crowns in workshop number 4. By completely unnecessary losses, the remuneration in department number 3 was lowered to 54 Czechoslovakian crowns per worker and in department number 4 to 55 Czechoslovakian crowns. The causes of those losses are outlined in notices posted in each department. I am convinced that the profit-sharing income will soon amount to 100 Czechoslovakian crowns per worker weekly, if this provision meets with as much of your understanding as we are anticipating. The provision proved successful. Even those who accepted it at the beginning with certain misgivings began to feel as if working for themselves. As under the influence of a magic wand, thousands of thoughts started to flash across people's minds: how to prevent losses, how to produce better and earn more. More and more departments and workshops started to work according to the new manner. The work was developing in such a fast pace that builders were unable to keep up building new factories for thousands of new workers rushing to work in Zlín. At that time, Butter was dreaming his dream about liberating people from economic dependence and troubles. He firmly believed that in this way he will raise the standard of living to an unprecedented level, particularly of those just starting their careers. And after 1925, he left for a very short vacation where he expressed his ideas simply and modestly in the brochure, Wealth for Everybody.